Thank you. So let's sing that song again tomorrow, during the Bible seminar tomorrow. Try and insert meditation. Try and insert study. We meditate. We take heed to what we have learned. And not forget. Amen. Praise God, everybody. Okay. If you are not a star, okay, and star, please, please move to the front. Try and move to the front. Yeah. I give myself to the learning of God's word. Say the word of God walks on me, walks on my mind, walks on my body, walks on my conduct. So my only duty is to give heed, is to pay attention. Say this I do with utmost priority. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Amen. So let me tell you, let me say this. What we are doing in this place is not against the norm. This is the norm. Okay? This is actually the norm. This is what Christianity is meant to be. This is how it started. This is the only way Christianity can be maintained. I'm sorry, it's not your fault, and it's not my fault too. It's because of the type of Christianity we grew up to meet. And we think we have other lesser alternatives is preferred. No, this is what it's meant to be. Check that Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, I started something before I traveled last time. I said, how important is church doctrine? Now we are continuing. This is part 2. How important is church doctrine? If you are not in first service, try and get the message, get the live stream. It's on Facebook. Very soon we'll be moving our live stream to YouTube so that it can for easier reference. Praise God. So how important is church doctrine? That's what we have been looking at. So see Acts 1 verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up after he through the Holy Ghost has given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Rush to Luke chapter 24, verse 45. This, I will be fast initially because this is a recap. Look at every verse of the Bible, I beg you. And that is just do me that favor. I'm begging you. That is the only way our ministry will not be in vain, okay? It's not about how much service we are holding. It's not about how much hours we are spending in church. It's about how much heed we are giving to the world. Amen? It's about how much heed we are giving to that which we are receiving. Until the word, the day dawn, that is the word, the day star arises in your heart, shines on your heart, until that sudden flash of light, off flash of light, right? That's Hebrews 1 verse 3. So it's about how much we are giving heed. We are paying attention. We are allowing the world to reflect on us. We are allowing the world to work on us. We are allowing it to work on our conduct, on our character, on our future, on our pursuit, on our decision making. Hallelujah. You know, there are some decisions I want to make professionally that I look at the world. I'm not saying the world tells me how to make circuits or how to design parameters. No, but I am saying the world yet has influence in my decision making process. Amen. Amen. There are some jobs I cannot take because of the world. That's just me. And not just peculiar to me, it's the word. There are some trips that is impossible to make. There are some things that I cannot give my attention to. If I want to be a strong fan of football, like Brian Larry, for instance, now, I know I will first have to increase my spirituality to times 2 of what it is right now. That is when I'll be able to maintain. But to maintain this, my small spirituality, and I'm not a fan of Arsenal, I will crumble. I will just fade away. Amen. There's some attention I cannot give to some things because of the word. Just because of the word. You know, Pastor Ebosa that said that. He said, until, say there are some things that until he does them, he said, he's not going to get married. I don't know if you have heard that in one of his messages. He said, until he does some things by the word, he's not going to get married. That's a man with consecration. I'm not saying you should follow that. Now, everybody has their own. You understand? Everybody has their own. You don't have to say, you don't have to follow one particular. No. Just allow that word of liberty, that perfect law of liberty to dawn on you. is get that. What did we study initially this morning? The father and his family, part two. How the father relates with his family. I'm not saying I'm the father. God is the father. Amen. Pastor, not the father. Say what you like. Luke 24, 45. And he opened their understanding that they might understand the scripture. And he said unto them, this is, thus it is written, thus it be, O Christ, who suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that what repentance and cancellation of sins, remission of sins, should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And we are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send you the promise of my father unto you, but tie ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Mark 16, verse 15. So we have seen the instruction in Acts chapter 1, to them to receive the Holy Ghost, same Luke wrote Acts. So that's what is being repeated also in the book of Luke. See Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and his bond shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned. And this shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, supernatural. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So after the Lord has spoken these things, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. But check Matthew 28. We have seen instructions as touching the supernatural, instructions as touching receiving and giving of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? But Acts 2 is actually receiving and giving. It's actually receiving and the outpouring. Amen? They received, and what happened? By the Holy Ghost, they preached, right? And 3,000 souls are saved. That was the part of the New Testament, what? Ministry. They received and they gave. So now check Matthew 28, 16. Then the 11 went away into Galilee and into a mountain where Jesus appointed unto them. And when they saw him, some they worshipped him and some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, what? Let's read. All authority, power, exousia, is given unto me in where? Heaven and in earth. 19. Slowly want to go. Go ye based on this. Go ye therefore, right? Based on what? Because I have all authority right now. Go and what? Teach. Because I have all authority, go to the world and indoctrinate people. That's what he's saying. What is it called? That teach? I said it last time. That teach should be Matthew 2, something like that. It means go and disciple people. I'm sorry, I'm not here to just try to gather you every Sunday. I'm here to disciple you. And it's normal for some people to shun away from discipleship. It's normal. It's not abnormal. But it takes commitment. Go and disciple people. Woe to people that allows people to just do what they like. My issue with one of my old churches is because you can actually come there and preach anything and you'll be okay. Like anything. Come today, preach grace. Wow, they will celebrate you. Come tomorrow, same you, preach law. We still celebrate you. Amen. This is removing. So, anything goes. But see that 19, go ye therefore and what? Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I've explained that unto you. Almost not there. 20, again. What's there again? Teaching. So teaching here is now different. That is didasco, right? That it means is ah, God. It means to instill doctrine into somebody. Didasco. To explain and expound a thing. I know we love key point Christianity. Quick fix. Sharp, sharp. It doesn't work. It doesn't stand the test of generations. It doesn't stand the test of the storms. Remember that parable of Jesus when he said, well, he that hears the word is like a man that builds his house on a rock. The winds come, the wind comes, the storm comes, but the house what? Still stands. Why? Because of his foundation. The foundation there is not Christ. Yes, Christ is already, you're already saved. That is on the teaching you are built on. Many Christians, once they leave the shores of Nigeria, they forget ministry. Like, they forget ministry. They are so anti-ministry. Now, let's face our life. Now, this environment, I was in UK. We went on the street. We preached. Most Christians, you just sit them, they just cage them, say, ah, this is this land. Hey, if I mess up, they will deport me. They will give me, they will, see, well, the world is getting more advanced and things are getting tighter. And inwardly, I have told you, the prince of this world will use the will of man against the gospel. Let me say it in another way. As we are having more technological advancements, people are being caged from the influence of God's word. Currently, I think in China now, isn't it in China that they banned all Bibles? They banned Bible, right? In China? Yeah. Yes. People are smuggling it in. They were smuggling Bible. They were hiding caves, doing meeting. China. North Korea, that one is even worse. Amen. That man is their God, is everything. Before you can be appointed as anything political in China, you must is it Buddhist, Abi? Well, sanctified by the Buddhist temple or stuff like that. That is how much the world is going rebelling. How much? So when you are seeing different laws that hinders the preaching of the gospel, at times we don't blame them, because we have seen people coming that this guy was preachers coming to extate and to do awful things. But well, yeah, the gospel must be preached, and we are all God as one. The teaching. That is why I specialize in the little saint I find. What will I do? I will first reproduce myself in them. So when time and chance and every other opportunity will now cause you to meet with people, what are you going to do? Download. If all of us can just be like our teacher, it's enough for Christianity. You can write that down. Anybody can write it down. If all we can is to be like our teacher, wow. If all of you can pick this same zeal, this same passion, selflessness, and you put it out. That's why in this place, we are not interested in let's be accumulating. We have sent some people to Babalada, let them go and continue there. We have sent some people to Kaduna, let them go and continue there. We send some people again. So, what is that as is? No, before just. Let's first send some people to Maraba, let them go and continue there. Amen. We're not looking for an empire. We say we have to teach people. Disciple people. We are here for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The church is three rows. Once you get into the fourth row, all the workers in the first row, what will happen to them? Go. They say they are not mature. Come and mature them for me. They have to stay for like 12 years. No. They stay for 50 years before they can teach. What have you been doing since for instance, like me now, I came from RCG. There are some customs I learned in RCG that I see used today. You notice me very well. There are some, it was in RCG that I learned honor. I learned to regard, respect, how to respect pastors, how to take anything. So in RCG, I learned that. I see practice today. So when I don't actually say everything, know before, remove everything. We only have some past, it's only doctrine we told you to format. Amen. And guys, they are doing fine. So, say teaching. Okay. Rush to 2 Peter 3:15. And accounts that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, attributing unto you. 16. Want to go? Also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are what? Unlearned and unstable. Hold on. What is the meaning of unlearned? Check Greek. Fast Bible, fast. What is unlearned there? Hallelujah. Are you Greek Bible? Fast. Unlearned also means what? Sir? Ignorant, right? So, meaning those without information. Those who doesn't have enough information, right? Any other word for online there? Huh? Online. Doesn't mean untaught. Online is ignorant, right? Okay. So what's the next word there? Untaught. Unlearned, untaught. Then the next word is unstable, right? Huh? Unstable people. What's the Greek word for that? I mean, what's the Greek meaning? Unstable. Huh? Unsteadfast. So what would that mean? Somebody that starts and stops, right? To and fro. You're not vast in it. You're not steadfast. You didn't hold it. You didn't guide it jealously.
Amen. What happened to them? They rest as they do the other scriptures, even to their own destruction. Tell your neighbor, say, take heed. So the question is, the church cannot survive on frivolities. When you see something's happening out there today, you should weep. It's going to crumble. Acts 20:28, take it therefore unto yourself and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. He said, take it that you do this. He said, take it. He said, take it. Ephesians 4. Verse 11, 12, he gave gift apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors. All of them are teaching, so that the saints can be perfected for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come in that unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, that we henceforth be no more what? Children, toes, toe and fro. Remember that Greek word for toe and fro? Pludo, nizo, mae, something like that, that you fluctuate, swinging bedlam, surge, no surge, eh? Sudden surge, woo! Just like when NEPA just gives you, I don't have light for like 22 years, just flash it, wha, as it's bringing it, everything that is plugged, just blow. I know if you are in, if I've been in a village, they only have, at times there is power outage for like 2 months. The day they are bringing it, what will happen? Anything that is plugged, poof, full light, blow TV. Then we that we repair stuff, we'll be happy. Since we spoil, they will bring it for us. Repair. Amen. God has forgiven me, don't worry. Store and fro. Store and fro. Carried away with all manner of doctrine, corny craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And I also explained to you that most times in the Bible, when you see the word doctrines, most times, when you see doctrine in S, what happens to them? They are mostly what? False doctrine. Why the doctrine of Christ is one and singular, is the same. We are not saying different things. It's one. It's one learning. It's one course. Doctrine 101. Christ. Amen. Call it pneumatology, Christology, which one? Phenomenology, Christology, any other theology? Eschatology? Yes? Immortality, huh? Which one again? Which one is demonology now? Eh? No one says zoology. Stop now. How about zoology? No. All the ology is one doctrine. Amen. So we don't say, although in this series it's like this. Say, although when we are studying salvation, salvation is by grace. But now we are teaching how to be wealthy. Brethren, until something comes down, no, goes up, nothing comes down. Bible says, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So for every harvest, there must be what? A seed. Hallelujah. I thought we are joking. Until one man on TBN, Worldwide TV, he said, currently, today, now, everyone is ovulating. Any seed, ask my wife, you think I'm joking? I didn't have to. He said, anything you sow now, see how crazy we have gotten. How worse can it get? Say right now, everyone is ovulating. See? That's all you do. Doesn't even know the meaning of ovulation. You have to check. Oh God, sorry. Pardon me. Amen. What is that? In the name of what? So that you can sow now. And you will see, the way they are saying it. Yeah. The number on your screen, die it now. Yes. We are waiting. God is, are you campaigning? It's not good though. Because here's the point. And 1,000 people sold maybe $1,000. Fine. No wala. And there will be 2 people who come and give testimony. What happened to the remaining? They will now say, well, you didn't water it, Abi. Or now you have to add faith. Yeah. So what if I have had faith and it didn't sow? Will it work? Then, it's difficult. Go and see every miracle that Jesus did. He said, your faith has made you. Whether he used speech to wash his eyes, or the one that he lay hands on, or the one you only spoke to, all of them say your faith. That is a common thing. As I was coming from Lagos 2 days ago, I was hearing a man of God, as very elderly in ministry, speaking. He said, well, he said, this one may sound controversial. We say, but he said, we say it anyway, that there are some testimonies that once you get them in ministry, it will blind your eyes from the truth. Like people who do sowing and reaping very well, that you have testimony of the day you drop your last 200 naira, and as you are going out, an angel slip 200,000 naira to your pocket. Say, we have such testimony. Say, yes. Say, but most testimony will blind them from the truth. They will never get it again. And I think it's correct. Because there's this man of God here. He's so close to my house there. No, is it close? Yes, it's a bit close. That said, even if God appeared to him now and says, what? Swearing and reaping does not work. Say, I will tell God. No, sir. It works. It was an open. It's not what he said secretly to his wife. I'm coming to announce. He said it already openly, so I'm not coming here to expose him. He exposed himself. Such testimony. That is why somebody will say God created him. He took a tithe. Jesus is a tithe. No, sorry. Disciples are me. Okay, Jesus is a tithe. Is this disciples of him? To emphasize how important, not important, how important tithe is. Say, you took a tithe, Jesus. Even men and seducers will what? Wax worse and worse. Now, what I said initially, I'm not saying you should not get miracles. I have miracles that I don't share. I mean, testimonies that I don't share. But get miracles, though. But when you're talking about the word, what do you do? Come out your brain. Don't say because, okay, there was a day I used a shoe to slap a madman. And the madman what? Became okay. Therefore, brethren, see this shoe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's anointed. Come and touch my shoe. In fact, kiss my shoe. No, you do it. I know you have done it before. Go to Zimbabwe. You will see wonders in the name of miraculous. So that man said, he said there are some miracle testimonies that once you get them in ministry, it will further blind you from the truth. What blinded the children of Israel? It's not the same bread that God gave them. The same thing he gave them. That means as the food is in their mouth, destruction yet came upon them. Praise God. Say, doctrine is important. Say, we guard it jealously. Okay, that was just like a recap. Colossians 2, 18, 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an old day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of the things to come. But the body is of Christ. 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility. Your reward, your profit. Let nobody take your profit from you. In a voluntary humility of worshiping of angels. That is a lot. He's saying when you start worshiping angels, you will shortchange yourself. When you start worshiping everything in the name of miracles, you will shortchange yourself. You will shortchange. Intruding to those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. I do it before too. Anytime I want to have Holy Ghost meeting, I want to say, okay, the power of God is here. There's an angel in that corner, in that corner, in that corner, in that corner. It's fine. Once it becomes your regular sermon, something is wrong. Something is wrong. See verse 19. And not holding the head, not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment. See, I'm nourished from the head. And knit together increase that with the increase of God. If you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, and do not. Yes, next verse. Want to go? Let's read. Come on, read 22 again. Want to go? Which are to perish with the using after the commandment and what? Doctrines of men.
He said they are to perish. That's what he said.
Hallelujah. Praise God. First Timothy 1 verse 10. 1 Timothy 1 verse 10. For warmongers, for them, that is the law, for them that defy themselves with mankind, for man-stealers, liars, for perjured persons, if there be anything that is contrary to sound doctrine. Contrary. Where we just read 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, 4:13, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. 16, take it unto yourself and unto the doctrine. He repeated it again. Continue in the doctrine. In doing this, you will save yourself and people who are hearing you. Chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in what? In the word, that is doctrine. Chapter 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consents not to all some words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but dotting about question, and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil, surmising. Perverse disputing of men, of corrupt minds, and destitute of truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, he said, withdraw yourself. You can't partner with such. Amen, amen. Chapter 3, verse 10, 2 Timothy 3:10. 2 Timothy 3:10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, church doctrine is the bedrock that produces the church. It is the information on which the church is built. And guess what? It is the information only on which only the church can survive. So we are built on the church, on church doctrine, and we survive by church doctrine. I'm sorry, the church does not survive, will not survive the next generations by miracles. Not by prayers. The two things I just said, we do it well in this place. We had series on them. We are going to do yet much more, even today. But the church survives the test of time because of what? Doctrine. Doctrine. Just like the meeting we had in Kaduna, and that is Pastor Joshua and Brother Sheung, that we had in Kaduna, great meeting, healing service, plenty of people came. After the healing, say, oh yeah, it's time for doctrine. What happened? Some people left. They ran. Say, yeah, doctrine. Could you read it? Amen. So Matthew 16. Come on the floor with me. Matthew 16 from verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philip, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? 14. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. 15. And he said unto them, but who say you that I am? 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ, there is the Greek word Christos, the anointed one. Son, the Oios, the heirship of God. Now, living God there means Zao. He said, man to pass, no. Man, you're not writing now. Huh? Write the one you can write. Amen. Start again. So, thou art the Christ. Christ is Christos, the anointed one. The Son of the living God, the Oios, right? U-I-H-O-S. The heirship of God. That's what is important in explaining the Son of God to a Muslim. Okay? It's not the technon of God. It's the Uios of God. Not the biological Son of God. But the what? The heirship of God. Why? All of God is only accessible in him. Amen? That's why we call him the Son of God. It's not a biological thing. It's not that who is the wife of God. So they are right in asking such questions. You bring clarification. This is the man in whom you will see God.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He that has seen me has seen my Father also. Amen. Of whom have we received grace for grace. Law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus. Are you with me? God, who has sworn in time, has spoken in time past to our fathers, in this life, spoken to us in his Son, by whom also he made the head of all things, Rabbi. By whom also he made the words, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image, effulgence of his person, and what? Upholding all things by the word of his power. In Hebrews chapter 1, another verse, and he says, sit down at my right hand. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So he is currently seated. Amen. So when we are saying Jesus is seated in heaven at the right hand of God, we are saying he is the one in charge. Everything you want in God, you get in Christ. Why? He's one seated. Amen. Praise God. So right hand means the way Pastor Lenka would put it, say God vacated his throne. Jesus is sitting there. Amen. Exactly. Okay. Son of the living God. I've told you, living God will be an unnecessary tautology. God is already living, which can't say. So that Greek word living is Zao. It means quickening God. Life-giving God. Life-giving. Oh, I love this. Life-giving God. Somebody will say, how do we even know this God is alive? They say, you know how we know? He gave you life. That's why you are alive. Tell any atheist that. What is the proof that there is God? You are the proof. Why? He gave you the life. Just proud. No, sorry, just pride. Necessary pride. So, verse 17. How do I know there is God? Yeah, you can't say there is no God. I have to call you a fool anyway. I call you a fool too. Amen. Not you. That man. Anyway, 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are thou, please pay attention, Simon by Jonas. I may not preach everything today, we continue tomorrow. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, my God, God bless Catholic. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. What is the rock? Peter? Is it Peter? How do you say no? Explain. Now I'm a Catholic now. Say, don't say it cannot be Peter. Who are you to say it cannot be Peter? What if it's Peter? So, what is the rock on which the church is built? Revelation. I thought Peter was the first pope. And popes are not to have wives. But in Matthew 8, we saw the babe of what? Peter. Sad. So upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell, and what takes people to hell, not what? Overcome them. You know that's gate of hell. Gate means entrance, right? Entrance into hell. So what, when I finish building these people by my death, burial, and resurrection, that legacy, which is sin, right? Sin is the gate of hell. Sin is what takes people to hell. The wages of sin is what is death, right? So that thing that takes people to hell will not overcome this people. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. So now, but don't forget, upon this rock I will build. Building. 1 Timothy 3:16. Hallelujah. 3:16. Everybody should read this one. I already read this one together. Woo. Amen. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to. Tell peace. If you want to. Sister Grace, if you want to. Pass the song. Come on.
Read your Bible.
Pray every day.
Sing.
Pray every day.
Sing.
Pray every day.
And read it all.
Read your Bible.
Kelvin.
Pray every day.
If you want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our songs of those days, we don't discuss them. Amen.
You should keep on wearing your trousers, keep on wearing earring, my sister. Jesus is God.
Amen. The first one is good, the other one is worse.
An error. 1 Timothy 3:16.
Come on,
let's read together. 1, 2, go. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, that's Son of God, justified under spirit resurrection, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. Amen. Let's start this way. So godliness there, Greek word, eusobia, eusebeia, eusebeia. It means reverence. Without controversy, great is the reverence of God, the respect, the piety towards God. I call it our Christianity. He's rather saying, this is our own worship. This is our own... Godliness can be anything. Godliness can just is the means by which you approach something. You get that? You get that? Godliness is like religion. So, we can say we have a religion in which you go to God through Muhammad. We have another religion, we have another godliness in which you go to God through yourself, which is an atheist. You know, he's going to God through himself. That's why he doesn't believe that it's God. He believes that something has done on him that there is God. So he's saying, no, God is having his own, is himself. That is his own godliness. So don't mind. Everybody believes that it's God. I know you are fighting it. Why talk about it if you don't believe it? Don't believe that he exists. You are just trying to disprove the proof. Okay, so... godliness, God was manifest in the flesh. So he's saying, great is the mystery of godliness. He's saying, this is our own godliness. What is our godliness? God became a man. What's our own religion? What's our own reverence? What is our own reference point? What is the thing that we hold in so much? I esteem, I regard. He said, God became a man. He died just then. He was raised again from the dead. That is why he was justified in the spirit. That is the resurrection. It's when he was justified right in hell. And seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed upon the world, received up into glory. He said, this is the parameters of our own godliness, of our own Christianity. Amen, amen. Amen. So godliness is not the same everywhere, but that one is our own godliness. That is our Christianity. Acts 20, again, 28. So, the fact of events above is our salvation, but the details of those events is our spiritual growth. The fact of his death, burial, and resurrection brings us salvation, but a continual meditation on the same fact, on the details of the same fact, brings to us what? Spiritual growth. It is the same message that saves the unbeliever that grows up the believer. Write that down. Sir Chris, the same message that saved you builds you up. Same message. Say same message. Say same message. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A length of Kennedy again. He said, not I think he said all his church members. They all grew very old like him. Nobody died and unnaturally death. Teaching. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Acts 29:28 is what saves the believer, saves the unbeliever that grows up the believer. Same message. But now, details, right? Emphasis. Being particular.
Somebody say we are teaching salvation. Now we are in part, what is it, 25 or 24? Huh? 26, right? Remember somewhere around that. So say, are you not saved? Why are you studying salvation this length?
Ah.
If you want to grow,
So 28, let me read 28, read 29, we float to 32. Take it therefore with unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, that you feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. 29, yes? And also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. 31, no? And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to this same word of his grace, which is able to build you up, epodomio, right, to build upon, and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Now, write this down. There is yet an inheritance among the sanctified that I must get. The sanctification is an inheritance, but yet there are still rewards in that inheritance. So we have inheritance in inheritance. Sarah, you're not looking at your Bible. There are inheritance inside inheritance. Salvation is eternal inheritance. Inside that eternal inheritance, we still have eternal relevance. Use that word. We have eternal relevance inside eternal salvation. He said the word is able not only to build you up, but to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. There are rewards for knowing God. Knowledge as reward. Because knowledge will affect your precision and accuracy of discharging your Christian duties. Your precision, your accuracy. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, come on now. Amen, 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 amen.
Knowledge will affect your precision and your accuracy in discharging your Christian duties. The more you know, the better you are. So back to 1 Timothy 6:17.
Amen, amen.
So you stay glued to things like this.
Remember, like Kevin, at the first day he came to church, I didn't even know you would stay this far. Amen. But by now you have relocated to one white holy church. I'll be doing. You see some people now. Hear the word. No, he can't hear.
But just bring Eli, dance. Oh God. Just see all their veins will just come up.
I'll be mixing Olamide plus gospel. Who is Olamide?
Don't know. Thank you. You know nothing. 1 Timothy 6:17. We read 17 to 19 together with a very loud voice. Okay, one to go, everybody. Yes. Shut them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in our certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good and they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. That they may what? Lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Lay hold there is epilambano. It means to take possession, to overtake something. So we have, he said, when these rich, when they are doing good works, they take possession of eternal life. They already have eternal life because of salvation. But there are eternal rewards inside eternal life. Exactly. So we're not going, it's like we're not going to December. Maybe that vision of Pastor Debo is that we're all going to have different mansions. Maybe the vision is true. Amen. Hallelujah. How will your mansion be? Who can I use an example today? Yeah. Sister Peace. Amen. Your mansion will have a rat hole as entrance. They will build a house for you, but they will not be, they will forget the door. So you will crawl. At least you have one now. Amen. Many of you, if this is your house, there's no door. They forgot. Because you. Yeah, we talk with that on TV. Amen. Say there are eternal rewards in eternal life. Somebody say, what are the exact thing?
You have eternity to find out. So why be in a hurry? But do you trust God, the same God of your salvation, the same one that healed you, the same one that saves you, the one that feeds you, the only God? You say there are rewards, so better believe in. That message, that word is as strong as your salvation. And guess what? It will be eternal.
No, there's this concept of man that must be well understood. Well understood.
1 Peter 1:18. So that place is not talking about salvation. When you, they may lay out an eternal life, it's talking about rewards of serving salvation. There are rewards of serving salvation. 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Redeemed there is Lutron, LUTRO, to release by the payment of a ransom. That is to redeem, to liberate by the payment of a ransom. Say you are not redeemed, you are not released by perishable things. Perishable means decayed things, corruptible things. When I said it before, you know, they told us that gold is, gold lasts forever, Abi. Whatever they say, gold is, but yeah, he's saying gold is perishable. Because you are not redeemed with perishable things as silver and gold. That's serious. So compared to the blood of Christ, he said gold is perishable. It's perishable. Ah, the levels. The levels day. So all the gold in the fox not a bit. Hmm? What? Hallelujah. No. That's such a building. A building that everybody knows the location. Everybody knows what is there. Go and take it. Almost more defended than White House. Amen.
That's me.
Don't go with it though.
I said, I'm gogging first now. They're already monitoring you.
Yeah. Hakim. They will search all your history. Aka. Yeah.
Let's just hear your joys. You're sending message to SARS in Nigeria.
Go and get it.
Let's see. Let's wait for you outside church.
Sorry. They are not redeemed with perishable things. So now, this is where I'm going. If you are not redeemed by corruptible things, it will also mean you are not redeemed unto corruptible things. If we are not redeemed by perishable things, it will also mean we are not redeemed to a perishable intent. You are not redeemed to a corruptible intent. You are not redeemed for corruptible things. Ah, that's a lot. So I'm a good Christian. How do you practice your Christianity? In my place of work, I be honestly. I don't cheat. I ensure everybody has the culture that we pray in the morning. That is my own Christianity. All for what? For your business, Abby? Then the business will boom. Then what happens later? Everything comes down. See, I'm not redeemed for a perishable purpose. I'm not saying you don't be godly in your place of work. I'm saying you are redeemed for eternal cause. You are redeemed for an eternal cause, for an eternal purpose. It's not so that, well, why are you a good Christian? Well, I'm the Proverbs 31 woman. I do well at home. You met me now, Proverbs 31. Congratulations, I preach that for very well. I trust you. Yes, I'm a virtuous woman, Abby, who wakes up early in the morning and does what? No wonder you don't see Bill. Okay, you read those things. Look for a virtuous woman. Say a virtuous woman. You know what I'm saying? Let's have sisters conference. Go and read everything they say in such meeting. You will never hear preach the gospel. Okay? Say, well, a virtuous woman wakes up early in the morning, bait himself. I like that one. Does this. Carries himself with pride. Let's be discussing carnality. She's not. She's okay. She's. Let's be discussing all manner. Takes care of the children. Well, ensures that the home is well arranged. But when they gather the men for men conference, they say, "Hallelujah." Say, "Yeah." Sir, men of valor. What did they discuss, sir? Yeah. How to, you know,
how to make it. Gather men, teaching them money. Gather women, teaching them sex. Sorry, same thing. Rubbish. There is no gospel that a man can hear that a woman should not hear. Amen? Why do we have to give them sisters conference? Well, NCCL, because of the hardness of your heart, allow you to be having sisters conference. But from the beginning, it was not so. Amen.
Praise God. Don't mind me. We celebrate those people in Calabar. Thanks a lot. Thanks for welcoming you and much more. So now verse 19, we are seeing 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. I'm just saying, don't all those things just take away your efforts. You're having this youth. So what should youth do? Youth are vibrant, right? Youth are okay, these are men. Men, what do? You sponsor church. Huh? You sponsor church, you sponsor programs, you do stuff. Women, what do? They do? Mop floor. The same gospel, same humanity. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last days for you. That's where I'm going. He said he was foreordained. Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world. So what is before the world? Is that Cynthia? You may say something is before the world begin. Where is that thing? What is the only thing that is before the word? God. So if you say something is before the foundation of the word, where is it in? In the mind of God. Saying that Christ is the intention of God for man. Is the mindset of God for man. Amen. So that thing exists in the mind of God. Before the beginning. Before creation. Before Adam was made. Before Genesis 1:1. There was no old word. There was only God. Amen. Say before Genesis 1:1. There was only God. So, before creation, Christ was made the answer for man. In fact, he had to die because man sinned. But without sin, man still need Christ to become that image of God. In fact, the sin was the rejection of the image of God. Babies, come on, be quiet. The sin was the rejection of the same Christ. I know I'm fast there, but there are things that we have said here in this place. The sin of Adam is because he rejected Christ. And the remedy for Adam is what? Is to accept the same Christ. That's what I'm saying. Rejecting Christ is the sin. Accepting Christ is the solution to the sin. Not a reaction. It's the same thing. The same tree of life that he refused to eat. That is what he is to eat later. Don't mind whoever hindered him from eating in Genesis 3:24. It's not God. And look at that one later. That angel that is saying they should not go and eat again. Everything is proverbial. I mean, figurative. So, Adam could have simply evolved to become the image of God without the incarnation. Write that down. I respect that. Adam could have simply evolved to become the image of God without the incarnation of Jesus. That could have been a pattern. Okay, back to 1 Peter 1:21. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Babies, be quiet. Verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, look at the Bible, through the Spirit, unto a faint love of the brethren. Yes? See that you love one another with a pure heart, how? Fervently. 23, 1 Timothy, let's read. Being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. 25, for the word of the Lord are endured forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The doctrine will be relevant to us forever. So back to Matthew 16, verse 15. When he said, but whom say you that I am? Simon Peter answered and said unto him, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. The Son of the living God. And he said, upon this rock, upon this resurrection, upon this fast that you just said, because of the fact of my resurrection, and on those facts, I will build my church. And if you remember Ephesians 4, he now said, he ascended, right?
He went down to the pit. Then he ascended far above all things. Then he gave gifts as men. Then he gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. So we can say Ephesians 4 is the fulfillment of Matthew 16.
Do you understand that? You understand that.
How will the church be built? The church is built upon the resurrection of Jesus, because in the resurrection of Jesus, we have gifts as men. In that resurrection, the prophet in the New Testament is different from the Old Testament prophet. Our own portfolio are different. Check 1 Corinthians 14, right? Verse 2 and 3. They are prophesying those words, exhortation, edification, and comfort. Not just for telling and for selling. Amen, amen, amen. So, these are the details on which the church grows. He said in verse 19 of Matthew 16, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So, don't forget, the next question would be, what is growth? To grow unto what? To grow unto Christ. Back to Ephesians 4. We grow unto Christ. We are in Christ, yet we grow unto Christ. 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. So it's not wrong when we say we are becoming Christ-like. All those things that we say there, it's not wrong. It's just that you forget that we are first in Christ. Amen. You can only be Christ-like by what? First being where? In Christ. Okay? So the journey of being Christ-like starts, but you must first settle down in Christ. That is what we don't settle in those days. When we are saying, well, live the life of Christ, Christ's life, they are not bad, but don't forget the foundation, which is what? Redemption. Amen, amen. So, this God's, please write it down this way. This God's Christ is everything. This God's Christ, God, apostle, yes, is everything. Talk about healing, Christ is God's answer. Doctrine, Christ is God's answer. Conduct, Christ is the answer. Eternity, Christ is the answer. He's everything. Doctrine is still everything. It cannot be Christ plus tithe. It cannot be Christ plus confession of sin. It cannot be Christ plus, if that's what you are saying is not found in that Christ, it's heresy. So, how do we define heresy? Just write in your notes, not in Christ. What is heresy? Not in Christ. Simple. Heresy equals not in Christ. If it cannot be proved from his death, burial, and resurrection, it's heresy. Back to Ephesians 2. Check from verse 8.
Please be fast. Help me not to spend too much time today. Let's close in the next 15 minutes.
Ephesians 2, verse 8.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have stable men in this place, men given in to the word of God, men not corrupted, men incorruptible, men that has eternal things as their focus.
Ephesians 2, come on. Yeah, verse 8. Let's yes, read. Want to go? For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Next verse. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God ordained. Amen. Praise God. So, to discard doctrine will be to lose our pillars.
So, Ephesians 2 that I read is just to show you that everything that saves us and grows us up is in Christ. So, not of works. Anything works is heresy. Works is heresy. It is works is heresy. So let's move on. So I said to discard doctrine will be for us to lose our pillars. E.g., calculator is not what sustains calculation. Let me say this. Let me come back this way. E.g., the reason why you have a system, why you have a phone that works, is not because of the users. It's because of some people called programmers. Try and listen. E.g., do you remember, at least all of us did mathematics in school, right? Do you remember right angle triangle? Huh? What is the relationship between the hypotenuse, adjacent, and opposite? Huh? A square plus B square, right? Hypo square, I call it hypo square, which is hypotenuse square. It's equal to what? Opposite square plus what? N square. N square. That's as good as here. Now, do you know that is what the basic accountant student will know, right? Huh? Right? At least before you can pass now, you have to know that. Right. So that is what you know. But do you know how they got that simple formula? You have to first start by what? Sin theta is equal to what? Wait. So you will now see the same A square plus B square is equal to C square. You will now see in the exam proof from first principle that what you know, see, we know this thing is working. Let us just use it. Say no. You know, don't use it. Prove it. This is what I'm saying. We have the reactant. We have the product. We all know the two. Now, prove it. Now, that is doctrine. Doctrine is not A is going to be Y as doctrine. Unfortunately for us, it is that Y. That is where we now know the professional from just what? Calculator Christian. That's why in JAM, before, I didn't know if you use now. What would they tell you? No use of what? Calculator. Hallelujah. Some of us, what are we going to do? Later, when you start giving calculator, they start giving some calculator that cannot do anything apart from just one white miserable. Amen. Until this, yeah, I just go to school. Say, okay. I just saw the guy just draw right hand triangle. Say, I said, no matter. I said, no. Say, you are going to prove this thing from trick. Eh? It's not what. Yeah, let's just use it. Say, no, don't use it. Now, doctrine is law. Have you ever done some mathematics that you know the answer? Okay, if you have been solving series before, if you go to the back of the series, you see the answer. Okay, this is the answer. This is the question. Oh, yeah, now. In fact, in the exam, of course, for you that ask me, I don't really do that. Let me say, I don't really. But I can't remember the teacher. I don't have to form separate units for you. So, in school, I know I don't cheat or anything. But at least in calculation, somebody will ask you, what is the answer? The answer is 84. Okay, I have the answer. I didn't know it's a calculation. I can't be telling you that this is what I did. This is what I did. So you write the answer somewhere. So you have to start solving. Oh, now get 81. Ha! Kilele! You start again. We know the answer. The result, God in his omnipotence, in his love, in his graciousness, made the result sheep. Result is sheep. Most results you see involved, they are sheep. Call it healing, is sheep. Gathering crowd is sheep. But what? There's a process. The process is what will sustain us. To know the how. That's why all this is your computer. It is the same Laplace principle. No Laplace, Fourier series. Binomial expansion. That is what this thing operates by. Amen. What we know, all we know now is what to do control C. You don't know how many logic gates has opened and closed for you to just copy and paste. But some people are sitting somewhere in China, in Chinko, doing the program, coding everything. C++, I just crammed that thing and pour for them. I said, I don't, this is not my calling. I reject you. When you see program, just see I dot minus asterisk kilele. And unfortunately for us, no lecturer knows it in Nigeria. You don't catch me. They just come to the board. They don't talk. Imagine teaching program without talking. They don't talk. They just write it. And in the exam, you know the question that is coming out. My God. But out of cram code, alphabet, dot, iPhone, asterisk, raise to power, put everything. I say it's going to this. And guess what? You know nowadays now, even the 2000 days of orders, artificial intelligence is coming. And it will come. Like, artificial intelligence is now, that's now when people would really lose their job. So that's why, if you are intelligent right now, what do you start doing? Start learning coding. Because artificial intelligence will still need what? To be coded. So coding will now become, you remember when GSM first came? For you to repair your GSM, you have to go to Lagos. Say, to repair a GSM. I don't know if you noticed then. To repair, you have to take it. Nobody, there is no umbrella. Now, just give Kelvin. Kelvin, just bring out screwdriver and spoon. And lose it. Amen. So, over time, people, now we have everywhere now, you can even, Samsung get a full repair. So, to those who are intelligent, coding will sell much more. That is programming. It will sell much more in the future. So, you can start, instead of learning, say, which other trade do you want to learn? Well, I want to learn, I just like makeup. I want to learn makeup. I pity you. Thank God they are annoying. I'm learning a special saloon. Very soon, it's a machine that will be doing the year. So, better learn how to be programming the machine now. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, this is, but we're not allowed them to preach the gospel. Amen. My own work is retained. Okay, so back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Say doctrine is a process. Say it can be slow. Say it will definitely take time, but it will pay over time. Yeah, that's not the difference. When I go to, sorry, I'm using so much analysis today. Okay, let me ask you this question. What is square root of one? No, just relax now, relax. What is square root of one? What is one times one? One. So what is square root of one? One. But, so that day, I call it circle theory. Just go to class. Say, okay, you guys, you have known your school, right? What is square root of four? Two. Yes. See, what is this man saying? What is square root of one? One. Said, what is the square root of minus one? Huh? Now say, well, as we now said, sir, in our calculator will give you error. Now say, okay, in your secondary school, square root of minus one is got error. Say, but in my class, square root of minus one is operator J. J factorial. Say, yeah. That is the history of complex numbers. That's what it's got. Hold on. So, we now have to prove how the square root of one equals what? J. No, the thing is so complex, they don't know how it happens, but they don't know that the thing is valid. So, instead of the square root of one, I mean, the square root of a number is an alphabet. Hey, now you got what I'm saying. That's because it's operator J. J. That's why we use. Sorry, let me just stop there. Now. So, the process. Amen. See, I'm not just a result-oriented Christian. I follow through. Or better said, say God wants me to follow through. That's the issue. All of us love quick fixes. I say, hey, Tito, you want to know the word? Just sow. You sow and you know. For you to know, you have to sow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. No. We don't sow to grow. Amen. So I said, look at the first Timothy chapter 4,
Verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Say doctrine. I see that is, that is not enough. 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, he was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself only to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. 16, want to go? Take it to thyself and to the doctrine, continuing them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them. Say, Christianity only survives on doctrine. Let me say this. Please listen clearly. That is the only ground on which you can win on any unbeliever. At times, not only the miraculous is enough to convince a sinner. Please, we saw that in Exodus. Moses did his own. What happened to those guys? They did their own. In fact, people have testimony of healings in mosques. Don't you know? All the testimony that we share that God bless my week. Oh, I have money. Mosques, they share the same testimony in mosques. Go and ask them. That's why they are so committed. Mosques. And it's not God that is doing it. But doctrine. By the time you say, okay, you know it's all of God, by the time you put it out line upon line, you scatter it like this, put it down. Imam, what do you have to say? The answer. Let's value doctrine. Let's treasure doctrine. Let's not discard this. Let's not call this too much. That is his nature. The nature of doctrine is boring. That is the proof. Prove that. Proof from first principle. That's his doctrine. That is his nature. That is, it's not doctrine's fault. That is who it is. But what it is. It is naturally boring. But it pays. What we all do today in Nigeria, we are just a consumer. We consume things. We don't know how they produce them. There's a company that I'm still part of those, I'm still campaigning for it to come to Nigeria. Egypt, something as small as a nuclear facility. We need it in Nigeria. We don't know. Let me leave my sentiments as touching that. Yeah? So I say, this thing, like Bukaram, go and blow it. Go and, like Bukaram has blew Port Harcourt refinery. One company now, for instance, that we all know we need, and it's not in anywhere in West Africa, is a semiconductor manufacturing company. They are the ones that produces all these ICs, microchip, resistors, everything. Why? That is the bedrock of electronics. My God. Once you have, just put one in Onitsha or in Aba, Nigeria will grow rapidly in 2 years. Because we start having made in Nigeria TV, fully made in Nigeria. But because here, all we are concerned about is we use, we repair. In fact, your phone, let me tell you what the average repairer does is just to replace components. Just replace, that's all we know. Ah, Baba, now the charging port. Just, at times, there's only one small thing that will spoil, will remove everything. Come on, the old charging port, put it down one there, you'll be making noise. Your phone is gone. It's like, I bought one HTC, I really ordered for it from this Taiwan also. And I think just had one small issue. The guy, when you want to remove the screen, my God, when you put this whatever. I was looking at him and he said, I just took my own head. I say he's the best in that area. Say, just go to him. He puts the screen and said, that was the end. It spoiled my love for HTC. Praise God. So, some people knew how it happens. That is what China did. The study process. China can copy anything. They can copy you. Give them some days. They will bring out another editor. Now we have the same character to exam like you. What day do they study? Amen. They study and they just replicate. The day I saw the China's version of Bugatti. Bugatti that is over, I say Naira, it's over 400 million Naira. One car. The car cannot carry more than one person. I mean, one, two people. Amen. The day I saw the China's version, they copied everything, just that they cannot copy the engine. Amen. But at least these are countries that China could not make, sorry, I'm going to something else. China could not make a car until like just 10 years ago or so. That's when they could make a car that they could market worldwide. And today, you don't know some of these cars outside, they are shiny cars. Plane, I knew when they made the first plane like 8 years ago. But the small, small things they could do, what are they doing? They are producing it. Produce ship, free shipping. Alibaba, free shipping. You see the same product on Amazon, $49, on AliExpress, $2. Amen. Why? Because they were able to they study process and they were able to replicate the same. And they are booming today. See, guys, I think it's not about, just about, I know so much. But what are you doing with the little you? Know it well. This salvation, know it well. Things of the spirit. See the way we explain the gift of faith in this place. Know it well. Know the details. Be vast. Be an encyclopedia. Christianity is your eternity. You need it for life. Start learning inside. Amen. I give myself to doctrine. So it's not boring to me. No, doctrine is not, for instance, when I was in school, when they were teaching us, what's up, sir? Help me the keyboard. When they were teaching us in class, they are just teaching us, this is just teaching us products, just small, small thing. I will enter library. I will start reading. It was how they designed the first transistor, how the NPN junction. I will start reading everything. I see, when I went home just some days ago, I see some of my books there. I say, huh? That things I read. At the end of the days, in school, my lecturers, some of my lecturers, they are doing their masters then. Their project, they brought it to me to design. I helped them. Then I went to polytechnic, I was in year two. Graduates from Futa, they run to my house in Akure. There are projects that they could not do. I'll do it for them. Why? I'm not just concerned about getting the mark. I follow the process. This is how it's done. Brethren, drop in place, eh? In place. When I was called for interview, in almost the only interview I ever did in life, and with thank God, they just entered into my own trap. They just asked me a question about something I've downloaded to previous students. Teshma explain the working of a transformer. I say, ah. I say, sir, I say, can I draw? I say, yes. I pick the temple. That J factorial, that's where I started from. Show them the complex components, the resistive components, inductive, dual of them, primary, secondary. I'll just put it. Okay. So I remain one line. Okay. From there, I bought all the ads. Amen. But at the end of the day, they asked me one last thing that I didn't know. But say this guy. Amen. Give yourself to details. Okay? To details. It will pay off. So help us to maintain this stand in this church. For doctrine's purpose, please start praying in tongues. For doctrine's purpose, we need to meet more than normal. We need to invest more time. It will take more time. More time that people will not see anything reasonable. More time that people will not see you actually just booming. But you are building taproots. Not just that you are growing up the seed, you are building taproots. Amen. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. In doctrine, by doctrine, we build couples. I'm not done, but I will finish. We will continue tomorrow. And this week, for instance, we plan to have a week of the word. A week of the word. We come and learn. And I trust that in years to come, you allow this foundation to bear fruits. I trust that in years to come, you will not get to a place where they are just mixing everything up and you just mix up again. No! You will stand for truth. You stand to correct. You stand to defend. Please pray in tongues. Thank you. Close your eyes. Bow down your head. Just pray in tongues. Giving attendance to doctrine. Giving attendance to doctrine. To the details. To process. How does it happen?
does it happen? They were all paying MTN data money. Some people went because they knew how it happened. Then they start bringing out shit. The days of Opera Mini. Just write the code, design the shit.
Opera Mini guys.
Process. Don't just be consumer. Don't just be a consumer.
Know how it happens.
Huh?
Know how it happens. Just pray in tongues a bit more. I stay committed to doctrine. Start saying such words. I stay committed to doctrine. I stay committed to doctrine. To learning. To learning. To giving heed. To doctrine. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
No shortcuts. We don't cut corners. We follow through. We're committed to this. Whatever it takes, no matter how long it takes, until we are grounded and established in the fact details of our salvation, until we know for sure, we won't stop. Keep learning.